Okay, so we're just going to walk through some stuff here this morning, try to get caught up on, correct some mistakes from last Thursday, and then moving forward, this is a big week for us. We got a couple days to work on things that we need to work on, and then later in the week, of course, we'll start working on Tampa, and that's a great game for us because what they do is a lot different than what we do, both offensively and defensively, so it gives us a look at a different scheme against a quality team, great coaching staff, Coach Gruden, and their program down there. So, we got a big week ahead of us, and we're going to try to make each day here and each practice meeting walkthrough count, and try to take some strides this week towards getting ourselves ready for the start of the regular season.
Richard was able, Seymour was able to work out more this offseason, get a foundation. Can you see a difference in him? I realize it's only second week of August, but can you see a difference in his legs and his conditioning?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he, was on the PUP last year, missed the first seven games. So, yeah, he's way ahead of where it was last year. He didn't even practice in training camp. So he's done well, and it's good to have him out here.
Mm-hmm. Bill, how versatile do you think the core running backs are, Sammy, Lawrence, Lamont? I mean, it seems like you have a lot of running backs who can do different things.
It's a good group. Yeah, it's a good competitive group, and we have a lot of confidence in the guys that have been here, and of course Lamont's been here a short time, but he's shown us a lot of positives already too, both in the game and in practice sessions. So it's a good situation, a competitive group.
How's Sammy doing?
Sammy's doing well. Had a good off season, had a good spring, and he's had a good training camp. So it's good to see him. It's good to get him back. We miss him, but it's good to have him back with us now. I'm sure he'll add a lot of production and also versatility to our team, both on offense and in the kicking game.
Coach, can you talk about the loss of Tank Williams, the versatility he was able to bring?
It's unfortunate. Tank worked hard, and he did a great job for us. Unfortunately, he's going to be out, so we'll have to move on. But he's come back well from one of these already, and so I'm sure he'll work hard to be back from this one.
Bill, have you discussed it all to start us when
we're
playing?
No, we're just trying to get better here the next few days. We'll look at the game later on in the week.
How much of a focus practice change from the beginning of before the first preseason game? Do you focus more individually on things from that game, or do you just start right where you left off before first preseason game?
No, it's more specific to things that we haven't done yet and we think we're going to need during the season, and just I don't want to say stuff we're behind on. I don't think we're behind. We just things we haven't had a chance to cover, we're going to make sure we get those done, and then get ready for Tampa, which will be again another set of things we haven't done, because after that then we got really two games back to back, and there's not a lot of extra days in there. We'll just be getting ready for Philadelphia and then the Giants, just to try to give our guys a chance to prepare for those games and have some idea of what to do. So this is really the big week for us, and then those next two games will just come back to back. We'll just have to take them as they come. But this is more of a teaching week and week to get ahead on some things that, or catch up on some things that we're behind on, or get ahead on some things that we know we're going to need to address.
Can you talk about the dynamics of Pennington going to the Dolphins now and then?
I don't know. Right now, I'm really concerned about our team, what we need to do, and I'll let everybody else worry about their teams.
After the walkthrough, Bill, you guys spend some time over with the group there. Is that a...
It's an access sport, and they do sports for handicapped kids, and I've worked with them and their foundation. The proceeds, or part of the proceeds of the education of the coach, went to them. And so it's good to see those kids out there, and it certainly gives us an appreciation for some of the things we're fortunate to have, and some of the kids that are less fortunate. He's been has a little bit of experience in the league, and gives us a little depth at the in the secondary where we felt like we needed it.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.